This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, this is for Tuesday. Okay. As a child of God, you have the power available to you to overcome any of life's challenges. You are not a victim to them unless you choose to see yourself as one. And that goes for us too. So today we're going to discuss how a change of attitude will pick you up so you can begin again better than before and keep moving forward.
That's right. You know, and it's from a familiar verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, reading our topic today and reading it to you, it says, as a child of God, you have the power available to you to overcome any of life's challenges.
It's available to you. There's a condition, though.
Yeah, exactly. What is that?
Well, we have to ask God for it.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that God gives us, and if you read in Ephesians 6:10, He tells you what to do every morning. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil.
And whose responsibility is that? Ours.
That's right.
He tells us what to do, but it's our responsibility to cooperate with Him.
That's right. And how do you put on His armor? You read the Word.
Oh, God.
How do you put on His armor? You pray. How do you put on His armor? You have a relationship with Him. He gives you that helmet of salvation, you know, that belt of truth. I mean, He gives you everything that you need to face life's challenges. But it's our choice. Because, you know, we can walk out the front door every day and say, I'm a victim.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Things are happening bad to me because of this. And then we start blaming other things or other people or whatever.
Or if only I hadn't done that.
Right.
Or if we just talked about.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
That's right.
You can't live there. Then you're a victim.
That's right.
We don't want anybody to have a victim mentality. We have a little sticky note right here on our iMac, right here in the very front. And what does it say? I am not a victim.
That's right.
Okay, we can get so bogged down, I'm talking about Scott and I, with our problems, with our frustrations, with our schedules, with just everything, that we can fall prey to that mental attitude. We're just victims to this. No, we're not. We are not a victim, and neither are you. And you've got to have that that passion inside of you, that drive that says, by golly, I am not a victim to this. And it is what it is now, but you don't have to be a victim to it. And you know why you don't? Because God will still turn it for good. That's what He said. If you love Him,
right.
If you love Him, He will turn it for good. But when we fall into that victim mentality, it's like, oh, you know, yeah, it's like, oh, poor me. Well, I can't do this because of that, or because this might happen, or because that happened way back when. No, that's not who God created any of us to be. And you were talking about putting on the whole armor, and that gives you power to fight.
That's right.
To not be a victim, the victim that we're talking about. You don't fight this kind of stuff with knives and guns and all that. You fight not being a victim through your relationship with God, your conversations with Him, in His Word with Him, and your relationship with Him. That's how you realize who you are. And as a child of God, you don't behave like a victim.
That's right.
And when you catch yourself, you say, oh, this is not who I am.
Yeah.
This is not who I am. I'm not living back there. And that wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. But, you know, I got to the point where I was excited about having the chance to start over again. Hence, living it up while beginning again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've made it a point to encourage people. Anybody, whether you've lost your job, you've lost a family member, you've lost your marriage, your health, a child, heaven forbid, your house, whatever the case may be.
A spouse.
Yeah. Once the shock of it is over and you've come into acceptance, we encourage people, look at it this way. You have a chance to start again. You have a chance to begin again with all this wisdom now that you didn't have before. And not only that, you can feel other people's pain and have compassion and really understand. People can't relate to perfect. And if you care anything about the human race, you want to help them.
Yeah.
You know? And they cannot relate to perfect. And that's why it's so important that we share our stories and our testimonies so we can encourage each other. The Bible says that's why we can give the same comfort that we've been given other people go through.
And that's exactly what it says in Revelation. You know, how do we overcome the evil one? No, by the power of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. I mean, that testimony of yours is your power, is part of the power that you have. You know, just knowing that God is a God that's very powerful. I mean, man, he is a man's man. And I had a friend of mine, and he described to me, you know, how I see Jesus. You know, what I see Jesus when it comes to Satan is Jesus coming out of the clouds. And he just going up to Satan and just karate chopping him right in the neck. And just stepping on his neck. And he points at me, and he goes, nobody messes with my boy. That's what he's saying about you. Okay? That's the strength that you have through him and because of him to never be a victim again. You don't deserve to be a victim. Okay? You are a child of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, of the living and breathing God.
That's it.
No victim mentality from this day forward. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are awesome. You're all of this in the eyes of God. And you know what he does? He focuses on just you every single day. That's why he's God and we're not.
Right.
The power. That's what we want to remind you of today. You're not a victim. You have power. And his name is Jesus. You know what? This is a great podcast. It really is, because you know what? You can begin today better than you were before. Don't let your past drag you down. Sometimes that gets us into victim mentality. Sometimes people are 45, 50 years old, and something that happened to them when they were 6 still haunts them and makes them into a victim.
That's right.
You know what? You can let it go. You can let it go today. And say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to be a victim anymore. I need your power. I need your love every single day so I can go forward. So do you want to stop being a victim? I know you do. You know, Teresa, I know there's people out there right now that are going through a lot of stuff. And they have that victim mentality. You know?
Yep.
No more. I'm sorry, but very passionate about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was a victim for many years in my mind because of my upbringing. And when Jesus took me into his arms and he gave me a big old bear hug and he said, you're not a victim anymore. You're my boy. You're my son. And I love you. It changed my life. So you know what? Those of you right now that are living in that victim mentality, maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. Or maybe you did, And you fall into that victim mentality again because you forgot where your strength is. Well, he wants you to come back to him.
And he wants to heal you.
He does.
And there may be things in your life that you're believing for.
Yeah.
But he wants to heal you first.
He does.
And when he heals you, then he can trust you with all that he's put in your heart. He wants to give you everything he's already put into your heart. But he wants you to be able to handle it.
That's right.
So let him heal you first. Ask him. Ask him to heal you with his love. Ask him. Get into the Bible and read his word. It's alive. And he wants to do that for you. He wants to heal you. Once your healing comes, then that's when everything else that he wants you to have can happen.
That's right. You know, before we pray the prayer of salvation, I want you to listen to a scripture. And this scripture is one of the scriptures that really resonated with me after I came to know Jesus. And it's Galatians 2:20. It explains it all. Please allow me to say it. For I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. In the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven, because I am asking you right now, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I don't want to be a victim anymore. I want to live for you. I want your strength, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow.
Well, this has been a really, really good podcast, and it's been a very emotional podcast. We can all relate to it. Mm-hmm. We all feel like victims at times. But don't forget about the strength. Rely on that. Rely on Jesus.
Yes. And get into the Word.
Yes.
Please.
And we ask you to email us if you've prayed that prayer or if you have any prayer requests to info@livingitup.org. We encourage you to start getting into the Word of God. Let Him breathe all over you. Because that's what it is. When you read the Word, it's His breath. His breath wrote all of it.
Mm-hmm. And He will jump off the pages. There'll be scriptures there for you. And you'll get your answers. And maybe we don't want you to be too hard on yourself. During your devotional time that we're talking about, we're so passionate about, telling you about, if it doesn't happen right then, don't be discouraged.
That's right.
God's going to speak to you when He knows you're ready to hear what He has to say. And don't be afraid. He's a daddy that loves you.
That's right. And trust me, trust Him.
Yes.
Don't trust us, but He will appear to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another podcast I'll go into. Another podcast, but when He appeared to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful. We don't want you to miss it.
Yeah, I've never experienced, and I will never experience anything more beautiful. So you know what? We pray that you go to church this weekend, and when you do go to church, that you ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. I encourage you to have someone walk along with you, at least for the first year, to help teach you how awesome our God is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, I forgot where we are.
Yeah.
We're at the end. What can we say? We just want to remind you, you're a child of the Most High God.
Yes, you are.
So if nothing else, just because of that, keep living it up.
While beginning again.